702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, let's talk now about what's happening elsewhere in the world this morning's Worldview. Adam, let's start in Brazil. I mean, that country is now near a crisis point, right? All the defense chiefs have quit in protest. This was around the firing of the defense minister.
Yeah, and also, yes, it was the idea that the Brazilian president was trying to take more control over the military, or as they put it, undue control over the military. So Jair Bolsonaro now, he's got this double crisis, essentially, because, as you say, the heads of the Army, Navy and Air Force have all quit. And they have absolutely said it's in response to the president's meddling, at the same time that Brazil's highest daily COVID death toll has been reported. They're pushing 3,800 lives were lost on Tuesday. I haven't seen Wednesday's figure, but I can't imagine it's a whole lot better. And that's now 314,000 Brazilians who've lost their lives in this pandemic. Plus the fact, of course, we know that early on in the pandemic, and kind of all the way through it as well, Jair Bolsonaro has denied the existence of coronavirus or the seriousness of coronavirus, or flouted the restrictions that have been created by his own provincial governors. 43% of Brazilians blame the president for the depth of the crisis. I just wonder, you know, every defense chief deciding to quit, I wonder what the alternative might have been. How close did Brazil come to a coup in the last two or three days? I wonder.
One wonders if it's all over, because, of course, he is a military man himself, Bolsonaro. And wasn't he telling people to stop whining about the coronavirus just the other day? It's really quite unbelievable stuff. All right, let's hop over to your continent now. An Italian spy plot. What's this about?
Oh, how old school is this? Yes, an Italian Navy officer has been arrested on suspicion of spying. The captain of an Italian frigate was allegedly caught giving classified documents on a USB stick to a Russian military official from the Russian embassy. Indeed, two Russians have been sent home. Moscow is now talking about retaliation. But what they think they've got, the Italian authorities and all sorts of security forces involved, is that money changed hands and that NATO secrets were being sold on this USB stick. So obviously this isn't just an Italian thing or a Russian thing. Other nations will be interested / concerned what was being divulged. I like the quote from a newspaper in Rome: the Italian captain's in custody, the Russian's position is under consideration.
And Adam, what day is it today? April the 1st.
It just so happens to be. I'm not sure I've spotted very many April Fools around. Maybe there are one or two. There was one the other day, wasn't there? I think Volkswagen went too early with this, with the Volkswagen, where they were going to change the K to a T to sell electric cars in America. Well, was that an April Fool? Anyway, I quite like the fact there's now a league table, as drawn up by YouTube, of 20 European countries. I'm afraid they only did Europe. And how much we all love a jape or a joke or a prank. In other words, who will most enjoy April Fool's Day? Well, those who will least enjoy it are the Ukrainians. Apparently, they're inscrutable. In 20th position, they're really not into pranks. In 19th spot, Austria, but then they're not renowned for humor. Joint second, the UK and those merry mirthmasters, Germany. Apparently, we're very similar on this. Really? Us and the Germans? Okay. But I suppose the thing about a prank or an April Fool generally is that it's laughing at someone else's foolishness. So number one for pranking pleasure, France. I know.
Oh, wow.
Sacrebleu and pomme de terre. What's going on there?
we've had our own bit of fun on the show this morning, Adam, and it's been around football, no less. Enjoy your Easter weekend. We'll chat to you on Tuesday.